The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Chulin and Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. Hashechet v'nimtza strefa, hashechet avedes kechovim, v'hashechet chulun b'fnim v'kodshim b'chutz, chayev v'oifan eskolim, remeir b'chayev, remeir is mechayev in kisui hadam, v'chachom p'ichim, and the chachom hold that it's potter from kisui hadam. The Gemara explains that the machloikis between remeir and chum is actually the machloikis between remeir and Rebshimin, where the shchita she'ena ruya is shmo shchita or not. Remeir holds that shchita she'ena ruya is shmo shchita. So therefore, although all of these animals are also ba'achila, but l'maisa, they were geshachted. You shechted it, became a trefa. You shechted it, found a trefa. You shechted away the zara. If you shechted it and it becomes an avela, b'shas the shechita was incorrect, that wasn't a maisa shechita b'chal. But all these other cases where there was a maisa shechita, but the reason why it's also to eat is because it's a trefa, it's shechted b'avay d'zara, it's takruvus avay d'zara, cholon b'azara, kachin b'chutz, all these cases, l'maisa, even though you can't eat it, but l'maisa is geshachted. So therefore, Meir holds that it's chayav in kisui adam. Any animal, any chayach or oif, which is geshachten, is chayav in kisui adam. These were geshachten, the chayav in kisui adam. The chum pater, the chum is the shita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shita she'en ruya is not lav shmo shchita. And since it's lav shmo shchita, since the maisa you shecht in order to eat, these animals cannot be eaten. Therefore, that's not called a shchita. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, from the pasuk of by the when the Achim came down to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says it's tvoyach tevach v'hochin, tvoyach tevach v'hochin. L'chayyim the Gemara over here on Daf Pehei is going with the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Aleph that the Shvatim were makbid on kashrus. They were shemim kol haturik terikulol ad shulay nitna. And even though the Ramban in Chumash and Parshas Teldis seems to say that the Ovis were only Shema Kalat Kula actually Nitna Eretz Yisrael, and here they were in Mitzrayim, but from Desvegan they were being Shema Kalat Kula, and Tveich Tevach Vahochein Chazal Darat Nav Tzadi Aleph, that the Yosef told the Ishal Beisai that when he shechts the animal, he should show them that it's taka geshachtim. He should show them the Beis HaShechita that it's shechted properly, and he should remove the Geranasha in front of them that they should be willing to go ahead and to eat the meat. So the same way that Shechita was a Shechita Ruya, we learn out that the Shechita of Kisrei Adam is a Shechita Ruya. And this is where we pass in the halacha, that only a shechita haruya is chayiv in kisui adam. If one is not allowed to eat the animal, al kaponim in isa daraisa, so the shechita is a shechita she'en haruya, and since the shechita is a shechita she'en haruya, so then it will be potter from kisui adam. This is not the shechita which the Torah was referring to when it gave the mitzvah of kisui adam. I wanted to discuss briefly two nekudas over here. The Tosfos on Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaaschil, Votnan in, Votnan of Shimon Omer. So Tosfos names on that only an Iser D'Oraisa can make something into a Shechita She'en Haruya. An Iser D'Rabbanan cannot make something into a Shechita She'en Haruya. And the emes is that it's come out off of the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says that it's talking over there about Tficha Mechira, what's the gate to be Chayiv Dalad Vehe. So the Gemara talks about Tficha on Shabbos, Shefti Shechter on Shabbos, the Shechita Shein Eruya. And the Gemara is Machalik, that if Shechting on Shabbos, the iser of zichah asa d'raisa shechel Shabbos, not a shayla. The shayla is the iser being nene from shechita Shabbos. Is the iser being nene from shechita Shabbos and iser d'raisa, or is the iser being nene from shechita Shabbos and iser d'rabbanan? And the Gemara says that if the iser being nene from lechel Shabbos is an iser d'raisa, so then it's a shechita shein eruya. If the iser of being nene from Melech HaShabbos only Issa D'Rabbanan, so then it's called a Shechita Ruya. And the emes is that Reb Shimon Shkop in Shara Yesher is Masver that there's a big chiluk between Issa D'Raisa and Issa D'Rabbanan. And Issa D'Raisa is the thing itself is Ein Aroy. If the Torah said that Shechting on Shabbos, it's also the Raisa to eat such a Shechita, Shechita's to cruise away the Zorah, it's also the Raisa to go ahead and to eat such a Shechita. So then, since it's not, since the animal's not Roy Lachil, there's no shame Shechita, because the animal intrinsically is Ein Aroy. Ma'ashein Kain, when you refer to an Issad Rabbanon, an Issad Rabbanon is, the Lashon of Shimon is, it's a Ar Yehuda Rochav Allah. It's what we like to call today an Issa Gavra, that the person is not allowed to eat it because of the Rabbanon told him my saucer, but the Chefetz never became a Chefetz of the Isura, and since the Chefetz never became a Chefetz of the Isura, so you can't say the Shechitah is Ein Aruya. I rather can't eat it. I rather can't eat it. And I'm scared to eat it. I'll be in trouble if I eat it. But to say that the etzem shechita is a shechita she'ein eruya, that you can't say. That's the chiluk between Issa d'Raisa and Issa d'Rabbanan. And Reb Shimon goes on to say that there are some Yisurim d'Rabbanan which Chazal made just like an Issa d'Raisa. And that's why the Gemara says that somebody who's Mekadish in Isha with Chometz in the last hour before Chatzai's Erev Pesach, where Chometz is only us of the Rabbanan, where Ein Chatzai's in the Kedushav, the Pshat is, Reb Shimon learns, that over there the Pshat is, that even though it's only Yisur and Nomad Rabbanan, and the Raisa and Yisur not left the Chatzai's, but over there Chazal made an Isser, the Isser, the Rabbanan, so strong, they made Kein the Raisa. Chazal created an Isser Chefza. But generally speaking, Yisurim D'Rabbanan are what we refer to as an Issa Gavra. It's the Ar Yehuda Rochav Aleh, and therefore, by an Issa D'Rabbanan, the Shechita would be called a Shechita Ruya, and therefore, it would be Chayiv in Kisei Adam. And the emes is that the Tosfos says it over here, it's a Gemara Bava Kama, but it's a Gemara by us also. Because the Gemara says that if you hold Shechitas Oif is only an Oif is only in Chayiv Shechita Midrabbanan, Midraisa Shechitas Oif Midatera, so it's also Muchach here in the Gemara, that even if a person will go ahead and be Neucher, right, the person will go ahead and kill it without Shechita, he's still Chayiv Kisei Adam, even though Avada Midrabbanan you can't eat without Shechita, but if you hold Shechitas Oif is Midrabbanan, Midraisa Shechitas Oif Midatera, so again we have the same thing the Gemara says, that there's still a chiyuv kisui, because it's not called a shechita she'ein eruya, because it is roy. But the Raisa says it's roy. And the Rabbanan didn't, according to Shimon, you have to say, they didn't make the Issa the Rabbanan in such a way that it should lose its shame, shechita ruya. They bring from Chaim Soloveitchik, that the Rambam, be'etzem, is a little bit tzorach ion, because the Rambam Paskins that the Rambam Paskins that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is only also Midrabbanan, but yet the Rambam Paskins that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is potter from Kisei Adam. So Reb Chaim asked that Lachaira. It's mavur that Maisa Shabbos, if Maisa Shabbos is a Durabbanon, so then it's considered to be a Shechita Ruya. Masha and the Ram, it's mavur that Chul Shnishla Ba'azara, even if like the Ram holds this Durabbanon, it's still a Shechita She'ein Ruya. So Reb Chaim says this Chiluk Taka, that Chul Shnishla Ba'azara, the Ram holds that Chazal made it into what we like calling an Issa Chefza. Chazal Aser the Guf HaDomer. Masha Einkein, by Maisa Shabbos, there Chazal created it as an Ar Yehuda Rochavala, that it's not, they didn't ask for the actual Heftza, they didn't make it Mamash a Heftza the Yisura, Ke'ena Deraisa. And therefore, it will be totally, therefore, as long as it's only a Drabanan, so it would still be considered to be a Shechita Ruya. There is a Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that if one cooks on Shabbos in a pot, in an oifen, where it's done mezid, etc., and the food is also forever, even Matzah Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura brings a Rajba, which says that you have to kasher the pot. So, Al Koponim, it still has Tairas Macholos Asuris. It still has Tairas Macholos Asuris, that the Belias are also Asur, and the Belias Kedasar Viter, and it's still, and you have to kasher the pot. But still, Chazal didn't make it into a Chefta the Yisura, and therefore, it would be considered to be a Shechita Ruya. But that's the holding so far. Then Issa Daraisa is a Shechita Shein Ruya, and Issa Darabonon, it depends exactly how Chazal were Geyser. But Chazal do have the ability, like Reb Chaim saying, Muchach from the Rambam, Shechita Chul Shechita Bazara, to make it into a Shechita Shein Ruya. Kiv Eger in Simon Chav Ches, which talks about, what about a Sofik Issa Daraisa? A Sofik Issa Daraisa, do you say, look, we say Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. So since Sofik Daraisa L'chumra, Mimela, it's also with Daraisa to go ahead and to eat this particular Chayav Oif. Since it's also with Daraisa to eat this Chayav Oif, it's a Shita Shein Aruya. Rabbi Kivega counters, Rabbi Kivega says it's not true. Rabbi Kivega learns from the case of, Shchitas Chayr Shaita V'Katan on Pevav Mun Aleph, where over there the Gemara says that the reason why Shchitas Chayr Shaita V'Katan is considered to be an Avela, it's part of the Kisoy, is because Rav Maasei in the Kolkolim, because Min Astab they did a bit. L'chayr if it's something they did a bit, you can't eat it anyway. You can't eat it, so why is that not the part of Kisoy Adam? So Kvega says that the Isser of Sofik is also not an Isser Chetza. It's also an Isser Gavra. I'm to keep away from Sfekis. The Mela, if it's a Sofik, whether it is Osir Midarais or not, whether it's a Chetza Nisura or not, so although I can't eat it, Vavada I can't eat it. The Marshal of Yeshayla of Mekach Tois, I sell you an item which is Sofik Isser Daraisa. So you can't counter back to me and say, prove that the Mitzvah Rebel Varaya, I don't want to return the money for the object. Ivan, that's not true. Because Ivan, I can't eat it. It's not a Sofik if I can't eat it. Ivan, I can't eat it. Sofik is the rice. Ivan, I can't eat it. If you saw a piece of meat with a Sofik is the rice, I'm not toys. Because even Vada, I can't eat it. But that even Vada that I can't eat it is only in a Sagavra. It's a Sofik is a Hefta. So since it's a Sofik it's a Chefza, so b'meila will be chayiv and kisoy without a brocha, a zaytayin to Kiv Eger, similar to an Issa Drabana, which is Vada Yasser. But it's not an Issa Chefza, it doesn't go into the doesn't become a Chefza Nisura, the Shechita is still called the Shechita Ruya, and therefore it would be chayiv in kisoy. The other Zach I wanted to mention, which perhaps becomes an Agav, is this pasuk of Tveich Tevach V'Ochin, so our Gemara is learning up, like we said, like the Moran Sadi Aleph, that Yosef was telling the Ishal Beisai to shecht in a Zah way that the Achel were willing to eat, show them the base, shechita shechta properly, and to remove the Gid HaNosha Bifneim. That's why Agamar is learning, it's referring to the Maisa Shechita. The Maisa, there's a Mechilta, and there's other place in Chazal where they learned Tfayach Tevach V'Hochein is going to Erev Shabbos. And he told him to prepare everything in Erev Shabbos because Yosef was Shemir Shabbos in Mitzrayim, which that the Ramban also knows like that. The Ramban said the Pashas told us that even though the others were not Shemir Teiru Mitzvah Zechutz Laretz, the exception was Shabbos because Shabbos is the Yisrael HaEmuna, and therefore they were Shemir Shabbos even in Chutz Laretz. It's Bavust, the Prashas Droshim. Prashas Drachim's Shaila, which the Prashas Drachim asked that L'chaira, if you hold that it's Mavur in several places, that the others kept Shabbos actually Nitna. So the Shaila is that if you hold that halachically the others had halacha of the Yisrael kaidem anteya, so then it's very good. But if you hold that the others halachically had halacha of benayach, and that's takaway in chutz laaretz they were makbid on mitzvahs, right? Yaakov Avinu didn't marry Shneachos, and Amram married his aunt. And we find in the Matzevis and Mamas, and we find other Zachin, which the others were now Makbin on, right? According to many Chazal, the Shrotim married the twins. We find other Zachin that the others were now Makbin on. So. Okay, could Matzevus is not such an issue. Could be chat is that it wasn't also yet. That's Dafka isolated. But Alkal Potim, all these types of Zachin, we find L'chayr Stiris. If they had the Loch of a Ben Nayach, if they had the Loch of a Ben Nayach halachically, how could they keep Shabbos? We all know Nochri Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. So there are Tzirutzim, which the Achrayim say, but I want to share to Elam what the Stifler says. In Kisei Kilas Yaakov, and then I say Shmak Avor from Shleim Zalman. The stipler in Kisei Kilas Yaakov is in the Kufzah of the Aleph. He says like this: he wants the Taina that Lachar that the Arayis that the Ovis had a loch of a Ben Dayach and a Arayis that a loch of a Ben Yisrael. But if you look at the Arayis, all the cases where you had a Arayis that a loch like a Ben Dayach are all in mitzvahs. They were Yaakov married his sisters, now married the Dosim, and then Shvatim married their twins, so a half sister, married twins of the other Shvatim, the half sister, but the case which is Mucha the Loch of Yisrael, right, is the Moshul, the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says that the Rabbanu Shlomo told Avraham Avinu, don't marry a Goita because the Vad will be Kamaisa. The vad will, the same way a yid marries a goy, the baby goes acharaim. So over here will go the acharaim, or you see from Nochri Sheshavas, so you see that this halacha that if you hold Nochri is any yerish is aviv, so then Esav was Yisrael mummer. All the rayas and the Torah, all the rayas that dina ki Yisrael are from concepts. All the rayas that dina ki ben nayach is from. Is from mitzvahs. So, Mustaiba wants to say that they had the halacha of a gid who's part of a mitzvahs. The Hainel Marshal, according to Behuda, holds a sumas part of all mitzvahs. If he holds part of mitzvahs, say also. Avad is allowed to keep Shabbos if he wants. Avad, he can learn Torah if he wants. Avad, if you marry a goita, the ben would be misyachas achareha, and there'd be a parish of Yerushim and a Torah. So, he wants to learn up that the others had a halacha of a Yisrael's Eidim Tzuvah Mitzvahs. So, when they get the concepts, Nochri Sheshavas, what's the gate to learning Torah, what's the gate to Yerusha, what's the gate to who the Vlad follows. So, all these Zachin, the halacha is that the halacha of Yisrael. Mashekin, in Tzivei HaMitzvahs, they weren't Mitzchoyim HaMitzvahs, and now that's why you find that they weren't Mekayim all the Mitzvahs in the Torah when they had a Tzarech Natu. But again, Nochri Sheshavas, Avada, conceptually, they had the Halacha of the Yid. Grada, Shlomo Zalman says that he brings the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim HaKadosh says, very interesting to Zach, the Archaim HaKadosh says in Parashas Bereishis, tight as the pasuk we say every Shabbos, ki sheishas yom vasa Hashem es hashmayim vas oretz, doesn't say ki bisheishas yom vasa Hashem es hashmayim vas oretz. Ki sheishas yom. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. But it's more than that. The Rebbe Shlomo had to create a world which only has the ability to last 6 days. And then the Rebbe Shlomo created Shabbos, and through Shmiras Shabbos, that gives the world the ability to last for another 6 days. And the Rechayim HaKadosh says that since Briyas HaOlam, since Adam Rishon, there was always one individual who kept Shabbos. Some was Adam, with Mr. Shalach, with Nayach, etc. Till Avraham Avinu, that there was always individuals who kept Shabbos. Because had there not been individuals who kept Shabbos, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that the whole world would have fallen apart, the whole world would have mismated, it would have been Chayzal Tayyavayu. And that's the Praki Sheishas Yom also Hashem is Hashemayim Vesoretz, that for 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a 6 day world. After 6 days, the world's Chayzal Tayyavayu, unless there is somebody who keeps Shabbos. And there always was somebody who kept Shabbos. And it goes back to Pshtayim Zalman. He says, that's the Pshat that someone says, Vayichul Farnayt, as Nasa Shutif, Lamais and Gracious. He's partial literally a Shutif. The same way you understand that Chazal says, someone who's Tayyar is a Shutif, Lamais and Gracious. Like the Zayir says, that someone who, the Kosh Baruch, who's a Stachim Raisu Bora Alma, he used the Tayyar as a blueprint of the world. And the world is Makuyim because of that Melee Tayyar. So therefore, a person learns Tayyar, that he's being Makayim the world. Or Lamashal person with Din, is a shutif with the Rebbeinu Shleilom, because he'd be Mekayim the Welt. Din is Mekayim the Welt. Somebody who says that Yechul Farnai is a shutif in the Ma'is of Rashis, because he's Pashup Shutaik about Shmoy, being Mekayim the world. He's making the world go Vaita. Ay, Nochi Shishavas Chayim Nisa. So he says the Baruch Gevalda Gazach. He says that there's two reasons to rest on Shabbos. When a guy rests on Shabbos, he thinks that Shabbos is a day off. It's menucha. It's nothing to do. It's time. He's giving himself kayach to work vayta. What the truth about Shabbos is that the kedusha Shabbos is mechayev the menucha. When we rest on Shabbos, we're shtelling tzu back to the kedusha Shabbos, which the Rebbeinu Shlom created, the Rebbeinu Shlom put in the bria. And therefore, we're being mekadosh ourselves, and we're hooking up to the kedusha, the kedusha of the Rabbi Yishmael. That's mekayim the adult vayta. The reason why Nochri Shoshanas Chayim Misa is he's being shavis, poshut taking rest, day off. Like the Rambam says, if he takes off Monday and Tuesday and does the blach for 24 hours, he's also Chayim Misa. Because whenever a person is noch, that's not Shabbos. So he brings it's not the Zohar. Brings the Zohar says someone who is filling on Shabbos is Chayiv Misa because he's indicating that Shabbos is not Kaddish enough and even it's ice. He's being mafus in the Kedusha Shabbos and the Tzura of Shabbos. So such a person is Chayiv Misa. A Nochri Shabbos is Chayiv Misa because he's being mocked in what Shabbos is. He thinks it's just a day off from work to rejuvenate his strength for next week. He's Chayiv Misa. The Shvisa of Shabbos, what Shvisa of Shabbos really is the Kedusha Shabbos and the Chayiv Menucha Shabbos, the way we shtel tzu to the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of the Bari Eilam. We're becoming a Shutif. We're making the world go weiter by being maimon in the Yichudei Shemayin and shtalling tzu to the Bayer Elam. That's what Shabbos really is. Lefiyum Shleim Zalmas Takavei Geshmak. That when the others kept Shabbos Hashanin, they weren't looking for a day off. They not the others were masking Ruach Hakadosh the Mahusa Shabbos. They wanted to shtal tzu to the kedusha. They wanted to maimon the Welt. Shutzul Makosh Baruch Hu Ma'is and Reishis. That's not the Isra of Nochri Shoshanas. Shleim Zal goes on that Bisman is there, Lachaman Teira, Goy can't shalt a suit to the Kedusha. See, and if he's going to try to shalt a suit to the Kedusha, he's still going to be Chayim Misa. But Al Kapanim, Kedaman Teira, that's Adam kept Shabbos, and Mr. Shalach kept Shabbos, Naya kept Shabbos, on them the world would have gone under. So Avada is not a catch of Nochri Shalach Chayim Misa, because as long as they're shalting suit to the Kedusha Shabbos, Faket, we need somebody in the Bria to go ahead to keep Shabbos, that's Gufa Mekayim Zot.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.